Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind. And now, for our feature presentation. Graphic Audio presents James Axler's Deathlands. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Terrence Aselford, Timberly Chanel, Nanette Savard, Kate Torrey, and Mort Shelby. Deathlands number 64. Bloodfire. On through the night they rode, seven people on six horses, the unshod hooves of the animals pounding against the hard-packed sand of the desert. Streaks of light were starting to brighten the overcast sky, as dawn slowly came to the Deathlands. Thunder rumbled in the distance, lightning flashing bright, as a gigavolt of electricity slashed into the planet, like fire trying to cauterize an open wound. Suddenly, a ravine yawned wide in the ground before the companions, the edges sparkling with a residue of salt that infused the entire landscape from the crashing ocean tidal wave caused by the Nucaust so very long ago. Digging in their heels, the companions urged the animals to go faster and jump the pit, landing hard. The horse with two riders went to its knees for a moment. Then, struggling erect once more, it continued after the others. The seven friends were red-eyed and hunched over, exhausted from the race for survival. The bridles of the horses were sopping wet with saliva and flecked with foam. The humans and horses were all drenched in sweat, the chill of the night slowly passing as the fiery sun exploded over the horizon, bathing the world in its fire. Moving to the steady motion of the powerful stallion he rode, Ryan Cotter fought his exhaustion and tried to stay in control of the beast. Tiny particles of sand and salt hit his scarred face like invisible sleet, getting underneath the leather patch that covered the ravaged hole of his left eye. His clothes were stiff with dried sweat and caked with blood, thankfully none of it his. Escaping from Rock Point had been a nightmare of snipers on the walls and savage cougars running wild in the streets. The weapons he had stolen from the local baron's secret arsenal were long gone, and now Ryan carried only his personal blasters, a 9mm Sig Sauer at his hip, and a bolt-action Steyr SSG-70 long blaster strapped across his back. The blasters had been with him a long time, and in his expert hands, they usually proved more than deadly enough for anything the Deathlands could throw his way. Not everything, but most. Following a swell in the sandy ground, the group of people slowed as the horses galloped up the sloping side of a large sand dune. As the panting animals crested the top, Ryan saw that the dune stretched hundreds of feet and offered the friends a good panoramic view of the desert in every direction. Perfect. If that damned APC came their way again, its headlights would give away its approach in plenty of time for them to ride off again.
Give the horses a rest! Let's stop for five!
Pulling back on the reins, the companions allowed their mounts to slow to a canter, then walked them to an easy stop. As the dawn steadily grew brighter in the east, the others could now see that the dune was covered with green plants of some kind. Hungrily, the horses sniffed at the vegetation, then snorted and turned away in disgust. The reek of salt from the mutant weeds was strong enough for the humans to detect. The plants were as inedible as the sand itself. Sliding off the rear of the mount he shared with Ryan's young son, J.B. Dick stretched a few times to work the kinks out of his sore muscles. Dark night, he thought. It had been a mighty cramped ride sharing the horse, and more than once he'd been sure he'd lose his grip on the saddle and go
Sample complete. Ready to continue?